Let's put this. Let us try to organize this so you see what I can get clear from it, what I can't get clear from it. As follows. In this sugya, we have an interesting serious sheet of the Rambam comes out. And number one. And number two, interesting serious sheet of the Rashba. Let's back up. The session, since sitting 2 days Yontif, having a lot of people ask a lot of questions besides a lot of things, I got a clear picture what people are clear on, what they're not clear on. Okay. Got an announcement at the meal first night. Right? You made an announcement. Okay? The dates weren't checked. Everyone checked for worms. Okay. Wait 1 second. Now we're more intelligent. Worms and dates. Is it Mir Amotsui? Mir Chaina Motsui? Or Mir Chaina Motsui Klal? Simple question, right? I'm Zemir Amotsui. Everyone says you have to check. If it's Mir Chaina Motsui, so then, if it's Lufanecha, according to the Rashi, you have to check. According to the Ramban, you don't have to check. It's Mir Chaina Motsui Klal. Even according to the Rashi, you don't have to check. Very simple. So, now, of all the 150, 60, 70 people there first night, did anyone find any bugs? That means there must have been at least 300 dates consumed. And if no one found any bugs, that means the announcement was irrelevant because it was not a Mir Amotsui, Mir Chaina Motsui Klal, right? Correct?
Yes.
Okay. So then Rabbi Robinson comes up to me with a halach in Hilchos Lulav. I think it goes like this. Chazok and Nechle and Ishtav a mitzvah b'memona. That if I don't lose anything and someone can use my property to do a mitzvah, I agree. Because of that, you go into walk into a shul, and you need a talis. You see, talis box of so and so. He's in Florida on vacation. He's not going to be here for Shabbos. Can I take his talis, make a bracha? And put it back, that means it's as if he has a das machne, he's giving it to me, I'm zocha in it, I'm giving it, and I put it back, and I need everything fine. Aloha and Shulchan Aruch says yes. It's chazaka. Most people, if they don't lose anything, you can. Now, Tanakh comes along, Mishnah Berurah, and says like this. Let's say, and the question is, I come into shul, first day Sukkos, I need lochem, I see a lulav and esrog, and I'm there, the minion after the seekin, and I say, oh, some of the am seekin, his lulav and esrog are here, and can I pick it up? Nechle neshem mitzvamon, I'll put it back, I won't order it. But let's say it's the other side of the shul. And not. So if he went home and I have to chase him in the house, it's a tircha. But if he's the other side of the shul, and I can just go over to him and ask him. So Mishnah Berurah says, you can do it bakalus, you have to check. What is the underlying assumption in the Mishnah Berurah? That, see, the people who aren't maskim I read the Mira Motzi Mir Chain Motzi, but that is in the world of the Rashba. Whereas the Rashba, if it's the Fanecha, either Mira Motzi Mir Chain Motzi, you have to check. Mir Chain Motzi Klal. Now, where did these Klalim come from? Where did these Klalim come from? These are Maisim B'Chayom. You know, certain person made himself famous by making everyone crazy about bugs. But ain't so simple. You know, he wrote books and this, with microscopes, this. But, okay, not so simple. Far from simple. There was a Torah way before. There was a Torah 200 years ago, too. Okay. And there are less bugs now than there used to be because of all the chemicals. They get rid of a lot of the bugs. Okay. And now there is Behema b'chayel b'chaskis romedes achivod locha b'meneshchata. And Behema has a cheskis issa. What the issa is, we get the daf test, we figure that out. Not so simple. Eva menachai, no. It's dead, so it's it nevela wasn't nevela before. Ain't a zavuach, maybe. Now, this in mind, so, but behemu chayeb chazgul samaras, we know. So you have to know, so you have a chazoka. Now there's a major league machokas. Major league machokas of smoke mutual chazoka. That's the scripture. What's the idea behind it? The idea behind it is very simple. To get rid of a chazoka, I need a vaday. And now, the halach of rov. What does rov do? It says, because of rov, we treat it as a vaday? Or no. A suffix is a suffix. Rov doesn't treat it as a vaday, but it just tells you how to proceed. Nafka mina, very simple. I bump into a chazoka, I need a vada. Rov works again. Rov works against a chazoka. Now, comes along one group of people and says, because of that, it must be, that's a vada, number one. Number two, another question. Is there, as Rob say, there's no Leiras HaSafik, or there is a Leiras HaSafik? And here everyone splits. Now, there's a Mira Motsui, Mir She'ena Motsui, and Mir She'ena Motsui Klal. And we'll define those, and where it comes from. So one group of people, everyone except that we saw the Ra'ah and the Balamor, say as follows. That, Roman says, Shechitam Amchaim. Therefore, and that's good enough against the Chazaka, Gemara says, it's good enough against the Chazaka. But that doesn't mean there's not a later Sasafik. That means, and every time there is a later Sasafik, I have to check. If there's no esophic, then Rov will tell me it's a vadai. And that's why we don't pass and smoke miyut l'chazak. Comes along Balamor and Rov says, no, we pass and smoke miyut l'chazak. Rov never tells you that it's a vadai. Rov just tells you how to proceed, but when it bumps into chazak, it becomes 50-50. It's not a vaday to cancel out a chazaka. You need 100%. You need a vaday. Can't do that. So, but we know Roman says Shrita cancels out the chazaka here. So it must be that the miyat there isn't a miyat chain of what's a miyat chain of what's a klal. There's not a letter of sasafi. Where does Rav tell me it's a vada? Rav tells me it's a vada. I mean, shayna motzei klal. But mir hamotzei. Wherever I have to check, that means the lettuce is suffic. And where the lettuce is suffic, Rav tells me how to proceed, but doesn't turn into a vadai. So it must be there's no lettuce is suffic. That's okay. Comes along the road. And the Ramban and most Rishonim say no. Emir amotsui, the lettuce is suffic. You have to check. Mirchain Amotsui. There's no that stuff. You don't have to check. But even in Amir Amotsui, Rav tells me it's a Vadai. Walks in the Rajba, and the Rajba says, nothing doing. No difference between Amir Amotsui and Mirchain Amotsui. Both there is a letter of Safik. Both you have to. When do you have to check? If it's the Fanechla. This whole idea of Mir HaMotzei checking, where does it come from? Comes from the fact that Gemara and Beis says you have to check the Reya of an animal, B'dikas HaReya. Why? Rov Behemoth Ksheris is Rov Behemoth animals. That's where this whole idea popped up from. And the Rajva says, you don't take an animal, you open it up. You open it up, the lungs are staring you in the face. Very, very simple. They said, no, it's Mir HaMotzei. Where did the idea that you don't have to check come in a Mir Chain of Motzei Klal? From, we know that Rav Mitzvah Yitzchak Shechita Mom Chomahem cancels out the Chazak. But the Gemara says, when it gets to Iluf, it says, Iluf Elo Chashinen. Everyone says, oh, you don't even have to check that. So all of a sudden, there's a Mir that's so small that you don't have to check. They came up with the idea of Mir Chain and Motzei Klal. Okay. That's how it all works. Now, until we bump into now very specific cases. Now, Loch Erecha Nemevisura. Erecha nema b'isurim. There's din ne'monos and there's din edus. And the Rambam is very clear there's a very difference between the two. Edus is necessary in momen, in onshin. Edus. There are people who possibly edus. Nish is possibly edus. Rosh is possibly edus. Okay, now. Nemonis. I come home, I'll sit down to a piece of chicken. I don't have to ask my wife anything. I trust that she got a kosher piece of chicken. Do I need all the riots, 25 riots that came from who knows what? No, I don't need that. I trust my wife. It came from Eidach and Emuvi. But she's supposed to be Yadis. It's Nemonis, a different thing.
Is there a difference between the speech of
Edus
or just the actions?
No, it is. Let me define everything. Edecha nema bisurim. So the Rambam from our sugya comes out with a very big klal. Rambam in Hilchos Edus. Give me a Rambam Hilchos Edus. Rama Hilchos Seidus. Arosh Psulim Eidus Minatov. Ezel Rosh. Who's the Rosh? Rama defines it. Call me Sha'ova Averish Chayam of Malchus, even once. I was a Rosh of Postal Eidus. Okay, now. The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph says like this: Eidecha nemeb Yud Aleph halachal zay nemeb yisur av pishu posel l'shar edus shahare rosha ba'avera sheshachat shchitosu ksheir v'nemen loma kalocha shachatati. Rambam Halacha is a rasha for any avera has nemonis erecha nemisur. He has nemonis, but it's posli edus. Where did he get that from? A rasha sheshachat shitasuk sheir v'neem and loma kahalacha shachatati. So from our sugyas, the Rambam picked up that every rasha, because it's Rambam's deep belief, every Jew lo shavak keter v'achol yisura. Okay, but that's full nemonis. Even when there's a tircha, a rasha, only a meshumet doesn't have with us a tircha. Okay, now, so there's nemonis and there's psuleidus. Now, here we got to our sugya. So the Rambam is exceedingly clear on a bunch of things and certain things not. Rambam Perek Dalet Hilchos Shechita says, Teshech l'chadchila, you have to know Hilchos Shechita and be a rogel, mumche and muchzik. You don't give it to him to Shech at all. Okay. Now, that's number one. A cotton, according to the Rambam. What the halacha of a cotton? Modum lekalkal. Even mumche and rogo. Children play around. Okay? That means any cotton, and he says it without qualification. He gave a mumcha and a mochsuk. Hel shech benu levein atzmo, I treat it as nevela. Mutu leshal achrav, no, also it's beno. And you know, achayev and keeps you adam b'chol. So, vadei nevela. Vadei nevela. Kotna yodela amen es yodof. How did he understand the Gemara in Sukkah? Talking about a bidiyavid. He's talking about bidiyavid. It's bidiyavid. If he's yodel amen as yodav, and acherim roam also, then bidiyavid is kosher. You don't give it to him. No. The Rambam says as follows. What about a cotton? He says, to give to a cotton l'chadchila, you never give to a cotton l'chadchila. You don't create tzvekis where I have to rely on rows. The Rambam says like this, right, shechita. Sorry. And he says, Cheresh shota b'katan. Shkitasa p'sula. Shem yon das, shem yikalk. L'fikach hamshach l'fnei ha-yodeh v'ro'otson. The Pasha says he's coming off the previous halach, and it means he's talking where they are. Yodeh hilchashchit and rogel. Okay. That means every katan is chosh, he's going to be kalk. Why don't you give it to Melchat Chiva if Acherim Roam? Since the whole sugya there is talking about a bidiyavid. Any Yodei Alam as Yodov, even he agrees with Tosis, even Acherim Roam, so it's no good. Why? Either sorry, it's good, but wait a second. Here, Eidech Nem Bisurim, he's not going to lie. But something where what he sees isn't 100% accurate. Okay, so here, so what is it? Since he's more lekalkon, their vision is not 100% accurate. So we do not rely on their checking it. So. That's it. והכל. Implicit assumption that Achayim Roim is not 100%. And the only time we rely on Achayim Roim is when he's not a Mu'ad Lekalka. That means some, and a cotton is Vadei Nevele, even if he's Yodei Hilchos Shechita, even if, because he takes that Gemara there, takes the Gemara there, as a bidiyavet.
In the case where cotton is yedei ala amen and yedei hilchos shechita, even though beinu lebein atzma it's vadei nevela, achayim roim it works.
Yeah.
That means achayim roim it works by muadin lekalkel.
Yeah.
But by einu yedei,
einu yedei it's even worse. If he knows both, even though muadin lekalkel, achayim roim is good bidiyavet. Bidiyavet, I said. Yeah. But only bidiyavet. Why not? Because I know that a certain percentage I'm not going to check, and that percentage is big enough to say we don't create that suffix and rely on a row of l'chatchila. Even though every achir in row also is not 100%, but the question is how small that percentage becomes. So what are we saying here? We're saying sometimes the percentage you don't get is a larger. You can't create. And sometimes it's smaller. That's all. If any of them, even though it's not a problem, we don't believe the people. But the percentage is so great, we don't rely on it. Because Rove, not Rove, Ram doesn't get into the details. Now, the flip side of that is the Rashba. The Rashba has a cloud. What does Rov Motzui Nei Shechita Momus Mahem mean? That every Bardas, A, there are two things. Every Bardas is only going to get involved in something you know what he's doing. A normal mature adult is not going to get behind the wheel of a car if he doesn't know how to drive. That's it. People don't do that. And if someone's behind the wheel of a car, I assume he knows how to drive. A normal mature adult doesn't jump into a pool unless he knows how to swim. He doesn't know how to swim. He'll learn to figure out how to swim, but he's not going to just go jump into a pool. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the Robert Sunetsu Shrintan Mokha means number one, that a normal mature adult is not going to do something unless he knows what he's doing. Number one. So if I see someone shechting, I assume, being a normal mature adult, that he knows what he's doing. But there are people who do things and they don't know what they're doing. It happens all the time. So therefore you have to check. At least to me, a chen emotze. Comes along, but number two, he knows what he's doing. And a normal mature adult, if he does something, is going to try to do a good job. Do a complete job. That's how a normal mature adult works. Finishes, does a normal job. There's nothing to do with nemonis. This is just a chazaka how normal people work. Comes along the Rashba and says, cotton. What is the Gemara talking about there? And that means Yochel Amir Shodav, he's a Mosuk, but he doesn't know Hilchos Shechita. And it's Lechatchila. That means Lechatchila, I can have someone who Yodei La'amen Es Yodav, a cotton, he's strong enough. He's practiced at it. He knows what he's doing. Of course, he has no Hilchos Shechita, so we're checking. If there's a Shehiyah, there's a Dros, there's a Chod, etc. This is how the Rashba understands it. Now, do I have to check that he went through two simonim? No. Why not? Once you know what you're doing, you're going to do a good job. Even a cotton. He said a cotton has no nemonis whatsoever. And everyone knows cotton has no nemonis in Isurim whatsoever. But he's not working with nemonis. He's working the way people do things. Even a cotton. A cotton, I don't assume, just because he shechts, I don't assume he knows what he's doing. But if I know he knows what he's doing, if I know he knows what he's doing, and I'm there just to check, he knows Hilchos Shechita, no problem. Consequence, he says in Mishmeres Habayis, let's say, a kohen yodei Hilchos Shechita, and he is a musik, he check Bein Uvein Atzma completely. Why? He knows what he's doing. He'll do a good job. Nothing to do with Nemonis. And he's very clear, nothing to do with Nemonis. That's where the Rav goes out of his mind with me. No. It's Chazok, that's the way people behave. If you know what you're doing, you do a good job. And why do I need Omer Al-Gabov? I need two things. First of all, if a cotton, I have to know that he's a Mumchen Amochsuk. Because Mu'adam Al-Kalka, they get involved in things they shouldn't. Number one. And in order to check and I need him in case he's not Yodei Hilchos Shechita, just like an adult. Not Yodei Hilchos Shechita, I need Omer Al-Gabov.
By any, by a cotton she'ein yodei hilchos shechita, where the yisrael needs to see that he's doing a good job, over there l'chayre he will need to check the siman, no? We'll see what the Rashi says. Just like he needs to check that he's not doing the shehiyah. But by any yodei hilchos shechita, oh, if he didn't do the yodei hilchos shechita, yeah, of course he has to check that he did a good job. That means he knows what to do, but he doesn't know hilchos shechita exactly how much he has to shech.
Now, so the Rashba and the Rambam are coming from different worlds. And in between that, you have a Ramban.
So the clear nafkamina between the Rashba and the Rambam is by a cotton.
Very big nafkamina by a cotton. Very big nafkamina by a cotton. That pulls apart. One learns the sugya and sukkah, but the other wants a certain luchat kila.
Because a cotton for sure doesn't have an emanus lakula on.
No, that's all over Shas. There's no nemonis. The question is, if he's a godel, he can. If he has nemonis to say what he saw when he was a cotton.
So in the Rashba, katan bedika sakin gabe mumcha and muchsak respectively, we would need by mumcha we would need be allowed to be bedika sakin and muchsak.
He doesn't talk when in Mishmeres Habayis. He does not raise that issue when he talks. He says he doesn't talk. The only one who raises, when the only case we raise the problem of Dikas Sakin, now we get to a mummer. Now, here is a major difference between the Rashba and the Rambam and a mummer, Lahachas. The Rambam is very clear. If you take a look at the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, Ram says in Hilchos Tshuva, per Gila, Shnayim Heim HaMushavonim. He's talking about Ein Lo Chelek Olam Haba. Meshuma la veirachas. When we say the word meshuma, mumma, what do we mean? Ha-meshuma la veirachas, ha-meshuma l'chol ha-torah kul. Ha-meshuma la veirachas, hechzik atzmo, lasus osu aveira bezodin. He's doing bezodin in the sparsim bo, and it's well known, shehurgo, afilu hoisim in akalos. Gugon, shehuchzik tomid lilbo shatnas. He always wears shatnas. He's totally, the mitzvah does not exist in his life. That's what he says here. In Hilchos Rotzeach Shmiras Nefesh,
the fact that he doesn't,
the Avera doesn't exist in his.
He doesn't believe in it.
He just doesn't. It's not there. Doesn't exist. Okay, let's see what he says in the other places. What the definition is. Here he's talking about Eino Chelek Lolam Haba. And where is Tzech Shmiras Nefesh? Where is it? A Perek? What? What?
Yud Dalad Yud.
Says, Haminim, of the Avodah Zarah Yisrael, Otz Haver Lahachas, Afil Ochon Nevela, Lovashatnes Lahachas, Har Zemin. Zemin. He just says Lahachas. But in when he talks in Gzele Vaveda, Yud Aleph Halacha Beis, Gzele Vaveda, and he says, Amin. I feel about it. Say, Lokar, you have to give it back. Feel the Hoya Bal Aveda Russia, Vokhan Avela Teovon. Say, Russia. Avokhan Avela Hachas, Harumin, has a dinner of an Akum. Don't give back the Aveda. So, according to the Rambam, when he calls Amin, that means someone who treats. He has two extremes. Anyone who treats a mitzvah as if it doesn't exist, shatnas doesn't exist, hakavas hapeis doesn't exist, whatever doesn't, something doesn't exist. So he has a din of an akum choldova. Now that's why anyone who he just, the whole thing is irrelevant, but not Peshitta that it doesn't exist. Says the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah, that's only Peshitta that doesn't exist. Anyone else, the Ram calls a Leteofen. Now, there's a Rasha and a Mumma. Everyone, no. That's number one. If you take a look carefully in the Rashba disagrees with that. Mumla hachas. He treats it as it doesn't. I'm in the middle of a shiur, I'll call you afterwards. A mumla hachas. That only when someone gets to the degree of not believing in Torah does he have a din of a min. That's it. Or a mechal Shabbos for Hesher, but a meshumin mechal Shabbos for Hesher. That means you did it once. No, if you regularly a mechal Shabbos for Hesher, you regularly over a barazor, then you have the din of an akum choldova. That's how the definition is different. Now, because of that, when the Rambam learns halacha, according to the Rashba, now let's just read the Rashba inside. The Rashba begins as follows. I'll tell you the easy parts of the Rashba and the parts I haven't figured out. And someone who does not know Hilcha Shechita, an adult doesn't know Hilcha Shechita. Now, but he says, a cherim roam also. Cherim roam also, it's good. Okay. He doesn't have a problem, any Yodel Amanisha. Doesn't have that. He's strong. He's strength of an adult. Makes no difference, man or a woman. Number one. Then he goes next step, major next step. That you can give him lechatchila to shecht. And it's not like a cotton. And he says, why? Listen very carefully what he says. And here we get into the exact definitions. Because of Ben Das, Rov, Maisov, Amasukonim. Boom. That means...
You know
what? You know, it's a very standard thing. Once you can move your hands normally, you just move your hands back and forth, and that's it. Wait 1 second. Well, he just said it's a mind-blowing idea. Why? He says, and because of that, just listen to what he says, even though when I check him, I may miss sometimes, but since the rov is going to be good, and therefore what I'm going to miss is a miut of a miut. Miut to the miut, I can create a suffix if the miut, if I'm going to miss it with a miut of a miut. Miut to the miut, it's a miut to the miut. But if I give it to a cotton, who not know their Hilcha Shechita, then wait a second. Rav Maaseh will call him. So if Omer al Gabov, it's good because I can check, but I can't give him to Lechatchila because that percentage that I'm missing is too big. Comes along a number of Talmidim over Yantav. Say, wait 1 second. And Rashbi is highly problematic here. Any Odeh Hilcha Shechita, Otzalecho Mishchita, so it's a Gemara Daf Tes. Right? The Rambam says it's Suffolk Nevela. Comes the base of Levi and says, oh, it's a Suffolk Rove. Why? Because if the Rove was good, if the Rove was good, the Rambam doesn't believe in Smoch Miut L'Chazok. A Rove would, I could rely on it. It's a Suffolk Rove. Suffolk Rover a Mir. If it's a Mir, it's Nevela. So, Suffolk Nevela. But the Rajba writes, the Rover and the Rajba doesn't believe in Smoch Mirut L'Chazorkim. Question number one. Now, the Rajba has here set up a very subtle thing. That sin, where is he coming in from? What forced him to do this? Where he's coming from is, he's a katan sheni yodea, v'yochol la'amen es yodof, is only b'diyavet. It's l'chadchila. And what, we don't give it to him. But that means a katan, a chayim ro'am osam, eni yodea. What does he do with the Gemara in Sukkah? You have to see where it's coming. The Gemara in Sukkah is talking l'chadchila. Talking any yodeh hilchos shchita, yochol la'amen es yodof. Apparently, a gadol in such a case, alachadchila I can give him, even if not yodeh hilchos shchita. Okay. Now, so what's the difference? Comes the Rashi and says a very simple thing: a cotton rov masem kolam. So even though Echem Roam also, let's read it what he says inside. He says the solos. Cotton, a man who day lamin is yoda vashrita, for sure day hill shrita, and motion lo chatrila, if ain't a yoda lamin is yoda. Because the Gemara only said lo chatrila, yoda lamin is yoda. Uyamir the Gemara. Okay, he says, yeah. Why? And he says, what's the difference between a cotton shane yoda lamin is yoda? Cotton shane yoda lamin is yoda, a chayim roam olsum, but the evid is good. Not like those, not like the Rambam. Because he says the Gemara there is talking about l'chadchila. So he says, because Rav Masa Mukukolam. I am checking. Yeah, but the percentage that I miss is big enough that I'm not allowed to create that suffix. It's lava, and the words he uses in Torah Sabbath is lava datai. Okay. And therefore he says, Yodeh, okay. But that is, Yodeh la'amin is Yodov, v'ene Yodeh hilchos shchita. So, then, achem ro'an also l'chadchilas. That's a guess from the Gemara. Step above, Yodeh la'amin is Yodeh hilchos shchita, and even achem ro'an also. By taking the Gemara there, in Sukkah, taking the Gemara and Sukkah as a lechatchila, he ends up in this whole world making a, and that forces him to say as follows. An adult, rov is good. But still, and even I feel in yodei choshrita. Why can't I eat it? It doesn't say. Gemara says you can't eat it, but it's rov is good, number one. Number two, any yodeh hilchos shchita, achem ro'am osam, I can create l'chadchila. I can create l'chadchila because that which I miss is so small that I can create such a suffix. A cotton, sheni yodeh la'amen es yodof, fil yodeh hilchos shchita, I can't give it to him to begin with. But if the evidence I saw it, it's all right. Because the percentage I miss is so great, I can't create a soft, so I can rely on the roof. And the problem is, he hasn't defined exactly. So an adult I'm going to miss because the miyut de miyut. Miyut de miyut. That rov is all right, okay, and I'll miss. So there's a miut that's not good. And if that miut, a rov I'll catch. So that is a miyuta de miyuta, and we don't have to worry about miyuta de miyuta. It's like iluf, you know, ain't lo harshina. But any miyuta that's bigger than a miyuta de miyuta, so I can't create such a suffix in order to rely later on a rof. This is how the Rashba understands the entire thing. I try to outline it. There's a lot of complicated things. Okay. Then it gets to Mummer. Then he gets to Mummer. Shitas Kusi agrees with the Rambam. But by agreeing with the Rambam, Tzedukim by Tusi, what do you see? He agrees with the Rambam, someone who's not Mammon and Torah Shabbat Peh, has a sort of an Akum, number one. Number two, he says, but the second generation is all right. Again. Yeah. He agrees with the Rambam, he right doesn't spell it out, but it comes out. He agrees with the Rambam, second generation. Okay. Teyava. Now he goes to the following situation. There's nothing, Mumma Ochon Nevelis Teyava, there's nothing. Okay. You don't trust him for Tircha. So you don't trust him that he's going to be Toreach. But anything short of that has nothing to do with Nemonis. Has to do that every adult does something. It's going to do a complete job. Yeah. Nothing to do with Nemonis. Okay. That's the same reason he'll be Machshir Akotin. Same reason. Who's Yodeh? He'll be Shchit and Yodeh. And Ochel Nevelis HaTeyavin, that he went through the full two things, because he cares about doing a complete job, and therefore, like a mature person, he's going to do a full job. So where he's coming from, he has a whole different view of everything, the Rashi. The Rashi's whole view of everything is totally different. A mature adult will do something. A person who's trained will do a complete job. A mature adult doesn't get, and he's trained. That has nothing to do with a mature. A trained person does a full job. That's it. A mature adult doesn't get involved in something unless he knows what he's doing. Nothing. Forget Nemonis is totally out the window for him. These are chazak, is how people act. Nothing to do with Nemonis. There's an outline of where the Rashi is holding, and where he and they come from very, very different worlds. One of the major differences is simply, A, take the Gemara and Sukkah l'chatchila b'di'evit. That forces each into different positions. Okay, this I've outlined, and we're going to come back to this 100 times as we deal with roles and chazakas and roles and chazakas and roles and chazakas. Now, the Gemara then goes here on Hey Amid Beis, where we begin. Om Rab Chanan, Om Rab Yaakov Bar Idi, Om Rab Yeshua Ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapora, Rabban Gamlil, Beis Dino, Nimnu Ashkritas Kusi Asur. There's a whole Gemara, the history of dealing with Kusim. In order to understand this Gemara, there's another Gemara in Yavamas. Tezayin HaMebeis, Yudzayin HaMalav. How to deal? The question is as follows. Mora gets into the question. Areas where the Aseres HaShvatim went and became totally assimilated. So every, do we treat every guy there as a Suffolk Jew? Maybe he's one of those. Take someone from the Taliban. Okay? Afghanistan. Okay? People in the Taliban, are they Suffolk Jews or not? The Gemara has a whole discussion. A whole discussion. Different areas there, or just any guy. Because people moved around, and maybe any guy. His mother's mother's mother, mother all the way back was from the Atzeres HaShvatim. So every guy, maybe he's Jewish. Okay. Why not? Why don't you have such a suffix? So there's a whole Gemara about that. We have to see this first this Gemara and that Gemara. And Mitzvah Hashem, we'll go through these Gemaras and with major ramifications, I discussed it. The Gemara there says, the Atzeres HaShvatim, their descendants are not Jewish today. Why? Pasuk says, Bashem Bogodu, Ubonam Zoram Yolodu. They were Boged in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore their children aren't Jewish. What does that mean? What does that mean? Mer Tashem, we shall go through the first Kusim. What happened? Lo Zozu Mishom, Asher Som Akam Luchol Devre. That, and the Gemara says, okay, what happened? It goes and it says we're to take a look. Rambam Hilchos Eidos, but a kusichaver.